The first ever Vatican summit on preventing clergy sex abuse ended today with a mass.
Umilmente e coraggiosamente,
we need to recognize with humility and courage that we stand face to face with the mystery of evil.
The summit on the protection of minors in the church began last week with videotaped testimonies from five survivors. 190 church leaders gathered to discuss how the church has failed to address this crisis and what it must do now. Some spoke powerfully about their own culpability.
We humbly and sorrowfully admit that wounds have been inflicted by us, bishops, on the victims.
Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle is the Archbishop of Manila.
Our lack of response to the suffering of victims, even to the point of rejecting them and covering up the scandal to protect perpetrators and the institution, has injured our people.
German Cardinal Reinhard Marx also sharply criticized the church's culture of secrecy, which he said has included destroying records of abuse.
The sexual abuse of children and youth is in no small measure due to the abuse of power in the area of administration. Files that could have documented the terrible deeds and named those responsible were destroyed or not even created.
Sister Veronica Openibo, a Nigerian-born nun, told the meeting that the church must acknowledge its mediocrity, hypocrisy, and complacency.
We proclaim the Ten Commandments and parade ourselves as being the custodians of moral standards and values and good behavior in the society. Hypocrites at times, yes, but why did we keep silent for so long?
She called for zero tolerance for abusers in the church.
Too often we want to keep silent until the storm has passed. This storm will not pass. Our credibility as a church is at stake.